Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile. And everybody knows I enjoy talking to players coming off of big milestones. And on Saturday in Kansas City, this guy, Max Johnson, scoring his first professional goal. And Max, that must have been an extremely special night for you. What was it like when you finally saw that puck go into the net and you got to take the monkey off the back and huck it into Missouri?
Yeah, it was definitely very fun. I was struggling the whole year with injury and stuff, so getting that was special, and all my teammates were giving me a pat on the back. So I actually teared up going back to the bench because of just the amount of weight that was lifted off my shoulders. It was a pretty special night for me.
You mentioned the injury, and obviously it takes a minute or two to be able to learn the pro game. What was it like for you? You started the year, got hurt. Was it like you were almost having to restart the whole learning process when you came back to the lineup from the injury?
Yeah, it was. I was starting to get in a groove in the first five games. In the sixth game, I got hurt first shift. And then 6 weeks out, obviously it takes a toll on your body, just kind of biking, doing everything you can to stay in shape. And then when I got back, it took a couple of baby steps coming back, but I feel like I've gained my confidence now and I'm ready to roll.
What's been the biggest thing that's helped your confidence really grow over these last couple of weeks? Because I see your shots on goal, too. You're getting a lot more opportunities, and obviously that leads into you being able to score a goal as well.
I just think it's getting to the net. Arms has told me multiple times before, just if you get to the net, pucks will go in. And I've been starting to do that a lot, just kind of putting that in the back of my mind, saying, I got to get to the net, got to screen the goal and all that stuff, and then my time will come, and fortunately it did.
You mentioned the emotions going back to the bench, but one of the favorite things I like to talk to you guys about is after the game. So I'm sure the phone exploded. Who was the first phone call, the first text message? Was there one that really was extremely special for you?
First phone call was my parents. They were very happy for me. Second one was to my girlfriend because she's been with me for a long time, 5 years almost. So she's been supporting me through my hockey career, so I felt like she needed to know, and she was having a girls' night, so she wasn't able to watch the game, so I was happy I had some good news for her.
You got to break the news. That's extra special.
Exactly.
And the way that you guys did it, too, after a heartbreaking loss on Friday, to be able to control the game as well as you guys did on Saturday, what did you notice in the 2 days that were so drastically different from each other?
I just think the travel, we're still in our legs, and we had bus legs, long trip like that, kind of takes a little bit to get going. And I think the second game, we kind of realized like we could really beat these guys. And Kansas City is a good team, but I think we were better Saturday.
As you now are into the second half of the season, are you surprised by it at all? Do you feel like, oh my gosh, we're already in the second half, we're into the stretch run here? Or has it kind of felt, because you've played so many games, where, wow, we still have almost a full half left to go?
My year has been cut short because of the injury. So to me, it feels like, wow, it's halfway through the season already. Like, oh my God, like we still have another half. But another part of me is like, I have one more half to do what I can do on the ice and hopefully prevent any injury in the near future.
What have you enjoyed the most about making the transition from college to pro so far?
I just like the pace. I like the physicality. I like how there's not one bad player on your team. You can play with anybody. Definitely more skill, I think. I think there's a lot more, obviously there's a lot more experience in pro hockey, but I just think playing around or getting to play around all the guys on our team and playing against talented guys on other teams, I think it's really helped my game and it's helped my confidence grow.
What are you most looking forward to experiencing here as you guys really start to turn things on and start to make that push towards the playoffs?
I just think a bunch of wins. I think we're more than capable of winning every hockey game. We have the talent, we have the depth, we have the good goaltending. I just think wins. Special teams are huge too. If we win special teams, we're more than likely going to win the game. So if we keep it up in those areas, I think we'll win a lot more here coming.
I know that Derek Armey is one who always likes to keep the focus on one game at a time, but month of February here, you guys have a lot of home games. How much of an opportunity is that for you? And do you also appreciate the fact that you're not going to be constantly going out nonstop back and forth and getting the wear and tear of having to do so many trips this month?
Yeah, obviously home games are huge. Home fans, home momentum, those are big. And this month of February is going to be huge for us, just getting back on track and getting as many wins in the win column as we can.
You get a little bit of a different feel with teams right now, too. Kansas City, you hadn't seen them yet. Iowa, you've only seen them once so far. You got Norfolk coming in next week. You haven't seen them yet. Is that a nice breath of fresh air?
It is, and I got a couple of buddies that play on each team, so I'm excited to play against them and beat them and have some bragging rights against them.
Well, that certainly sounds like it'll be a fun time out there for you. Hopefully you can continue to put more pucks in the back of the net. Max, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time today. Congratulations on that first pro goal on Saturday. I'm glad it was so special for you and your family, and I can't wait to call some more for you.
Thanks, Ease. Appreciate it.
Max Johnson, tonight's Unified Bank Profile on our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report, which continues next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.